I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God. For many months, our catechumens and candidates have studied the Gospel and the teaching of the Catholic Church as it is contained and transmitted in Holy Scripture, the Apostolic Tradition, the Sacred Liturgy, the Ecumenical Councils, the writings of saints and doctors of the Church, and the Catechism. After diligent study and through the prompting of the Holy Spirit, 16 men and women have concluded with a clear and certain conscience that they are now ready to say with their lips and with their lives, I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God. 5 of the 16 will be baptized tonight. And so during these months of preparation, they have been called catechumens, meaning those who hear the voice of the Lord Jesus echoing in his church and calling them to follow him in the way of the cross, beginning with the new birth of baptism. 4 will be baptized conditionally tonight, simply because of a lack of documentation of baptism earlier in life. And the other 7 in our group who have already been baptized will have been known as candidates for full communion by their baptism into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. They are already members of the only church there is, the church confessed in the Creed as one holy, Catholic, and apostolic. And tonight they will be received into full communion with that church by their profession of faith, a profession of faith that should challenge all of us to know what we believe and why. Between the baptism and the profession of faith will come for all of us the renewal of our baptismal promises. We will be asked, as we were asked on the day of our own baptism, to renounce Satan and all his works and all his empty promises and confess our faith in the living God, in his holy church, in the eternal plan of salvation, the story of which we have heard in our vigil readings tonight. Then after all the baptized are sprinkled with Easter water as a sign of our second birth, all 16 of our new Catholics will be anointed with sacred chrism, meaning that to the consecration of their baptism will be added the seal of the Holy Spirit, the sacrament of chrismation, which strengthens those who are baptized to live as courageous witnesses to Jesus Christ. And remember that the Greek word for witness is martyr. Being a disciple of Jesus Christ is a dangerous thing because Christ the Lord is always a sign of contradiction, a stumbling block for those who are ensnared in the primordial rebellion of sin. But the Holy Spirit comes as fire, filling us with zeal for the things of God and enabling us to bring the light of the gospel to those who do not yet know that Jesus Christ is Lord. As the new fire of the Paschal candle filled the darkness of this night, so must those who are sealed with the Holy Spirit in confirmation fill the darkness of the world with the light of Christ. Finally, having been baptized and confirmed, our new Catholics will receive the third and last sacrament of initiation, the Most Holy Eucharist, in which the Lord Jesus gives us his sacred body and precious blood as food for the journey and the medicine of immortality. These 3 sacraments, then, baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist, make us Christians in full and bring about in us the life of grace, the abundant life of the new creation for which the Lord Jesus suffered, died, and rose from the dead. Because so much effort has gone into preparing for this night, it would be understandable if the reception of these sacraments were thought of as an end. But the sacraments are not ends. They are means. The sacraments of the new covenant are the ordinary means of grace that unite us to the Lord Jesus and equip us for the good works which alone are evidence of the truth of our faith. We are justified by grace so that we can be sanctified by living in the freedom of the children of God and prepare for our being glorified by that same grace. In other words, we are called so that we can be sent, and that to which we are sent is the fulfillment of the Great Commission. To the ends of the earth, we must teach all others to know, love, and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And this we do by bearing witness to the truth of the gospel through the ever more complete surrender of our entire lives to the law of love. This means that in the obedience of faith, we must receive the Holy Scriptures as the infallible and inerrant Word of God, and reverence the apostolic tradition which Christ gives to the Church and hands on as the divine deposit of faith delivered once for all to the saints. And then, because now we know the gospel to be true, we must feed the hungry and give drink to the thirsty. We must clothe the naked and visit the sick and the imprisoned. We must welcome the immigrant and care for the abandoned. We must bear wrongs patiently and forgive injuries. And we must be faithful to the vows of marriage and observe the Ten Commandments. We must, in other words, be converted from the disordered self-love of sin and learn to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then to love all others for God's sake. In short, we must live the whole way of life taught to us by the Lord Jesus through radical conversion, deep fidelity, joyful discipleship, and courageous evangelism. And in this vigil of the resurrection, those of us who are already Catholics are greatly encouraged to renew our baptismal promises by the witness of those who tonight, by grace through faith in the Son of God, speak words full of power and purpose, words that place us all firmly on the way of the cross as witnesses to Jesus Christ. I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God.